El tercer disco en estudio de Drama, dúo de Chicago, Platonic Romance, llega este 9 de enero a través de AWOL Recordings. Este trabajo que viaja entre los beats electrónicos del house, con muchos momentos de dance pop, de R&B, de neo soul, momentos muy destacados entre el desamor y la euforia, los que ofrecen los creadores y vocalistas de Chicago en los Estados Unidos. Y para platicarnos los detalles de Platonic Romance, tenemos el gusto de conectar en esta videollamada con Vía Rosa y Nile, que son los integrantes de Drama. Hola, Vía Rosa. Hola, Nile. How are you?
Hola, how are you?
Bien, bien.
I'm very well. Thank you. It's a pleasure to have this conversation with you guys. So we are a few hours away from the release of your new record, Platonic Romance. What can you tell us about the process of creating this record? You have amazing dance, beat, vibe moments, but your lyrics are so deep, so emotional. What can you tell us about the process of creating this record?
Man, it was an emotional experience. It took a lot of, how do you say? It took a lot of like intention and dedication, or I don't know if those are the right words. It just took a lot out of us, I'll say that much. We started it officially 2 years ago and started piecing it together. We had maybe 75 songs that we were going through and deciding which one was going to make the cut and which one was worth finishing. And yeah, it took a lot mentally out of us to start and finish this project. It's been
I figure. Yes, absolutely. I feel this emotion in your first single, Savannah. But actually, now that you mention, it seems like a very deep experience about how you make the record. Because if you have 75 songs, that's a lot, a very intense creative moment.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we don't. We start the album before we start the album, if that makes any sense, because we don't go into it like we're going to make an album about friendship and this is the type of songs we're going to have and this is what we're going to write about. We kind of just live our lives and we make music and we keep making music. And then one day we look at each other and we say, you know what, it's time to put an album out. Let's look at what we have. Let's discuss and talk about what we're going through. And as we start collecting things, the album kind of creates itself. And each album that we've ever put out is really just a montage of the stories of our lives, you know, put to music.
How difficult is to create these moments in a lyric or in a song, these upside downs of your life or the moments and feelings from people who surround you, your friends, maybe your family? Sometimes you can find the song there, it's waiting for you, but sometimes you need to dig a little deep, right?
Yeah, I think this album might be, I mean, we've always dug as deep as we can, but this one in particular, I can tell you that we both were very intentional and serious about making sure that each song got its due diligence and it's got the care and love that it needed in order for it to be complete. And we rewrote things, we recut vocals, we added guitars, removed guitar. Like, there was so many things that went into making sure that each song, you know, was perfect.
Yeah.
And I would say if I told you that it was hard, it's not that hard because it's in us. Like, we've been doing this for so long that we can feel instantly if something's just not working. And it might take us a while to get there, but it's not really hard. It's we love the challenge. We love challenging each other and ourselves. And it's really fun to actually just think to yourself, like, how can we make this better? Like, what can we add or what needs to be taken away? It's like, music is very similar to the fashion rules when they say, like, put everything on and then take off the last two things that you put on because you probably don't need those two things, you know? And that's, I
Yes.
think we do that with all the time. We throw as much as we can into it and then think to ourselves, like, you know, what does not need to be there?
And Niall, where did you record the album? You went to to an studio, you recorded in your own studio. How was the process?
We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is done here. I've always had my own studio. Yeah, I mean, everything is done here. I write everything pretty much here. There are times where I do leave town to go write with some other people, but for the most part, this is
Yeah.
it. This
I
is
think
it.
it's important that the technology can be used in that way, that you can have a studio in your house, in a bedroom. You don't need the so expensive budget, a lot of money. You can do it in your own house, and you can have these moments anytime you want to start recording, to make something to your song, to write something. I mean, it's very useful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how long was the process of recording the album? Over these 2 years, you make the record, but you spent some specific time doing the record in the studio, or it was during these 2 years?
I mean, it's, I mean, the bulk of the work came like with like in 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
Majority of the work, but the creation of the majority of the ideas came within the 2 years.
Yeah.
24 into 25. Pretty much have been working on the project and working on it necessarily doesn't have to be like writing it, but like thinking about it, you know,
Yeah.
thinking about like what you want it to feel like, what you want it to sound like. And then, you know, you go through, I like this name or I like that song or I don't like this song. And this is, you know, you got to go through that, the process of elimination, you know,
Yeah.
because one day you'll love something and the other day you hate it. And so you got to have that balance and kind of go through
That's
it.
true.
So.
One of the things I love the most about Drama is how you combine this electronic house vibe with deep lyrics, as we mentioned, because I think that a place where you can feel so lonely is in the middle of a dance floor, right? Or in the middle of a festival. Even if you are listening a great vibe, beat music, you can feel very lonely or very sad or very emotional.
Yeah.
And you guys combine that amazing with the production you made with your voice. Bia Ross is amazing, always blow my mind. And that element combined the things that we are mentioned, right? All these human emotions.
Of course.
You feel it in your shows. You can have this approach about how you make the people not only dance and connect with your music, but have this emotion shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, of course. That's like the intention, you know, is to give people the experience and give people the emotion and make them understand that we are right there with them feeling the exact same things.
Yeah.
You know, like we're two people who struggle with our own emotions
Yeah.
on a daily basis. So, and what's different about us and another person is that we put it into music form. That's the separation between everybody,
Yeah.
us and someone else. That's it. We just know how to put it into music form.
Yeah.
And that's what's, other than that, we're all human. We all
Yeah.
go through a lot of the same things, you know, and the beauty of music is to show someone like, hey, I understand what you're going through
Yeah.
because
Absolutely.
like this is the topic of the song, you know, like with Savannah or with another song on the album. It's like it all will touch someone who's struggling with something that is heavy on their heart, you
Yeah.
know, whether it be regret or whether it be whatever it may be, you know, it's th there is specific lines and songs and moments within the music that will connect you know, and to make you feel that like you're not alone.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's part of the power of music, right? Connect each other.
Absolutely. Connecting each other and, you know, say like we're right there with you.
Yeah.
Like drama's with you. Like drama's two real people who feel what you feel. And don't worry, it's all gonna be okay.
Yeah.
So we will have your latest record, the Platonic Romance, this January 9 through Owl Recordings. How was working with Owl?
It's great. I'm gonna lie to you, it's
Yeah. Because they have an amazing roster, and they are one of the most important independent labels all over the world. And they do the job of shows and support amazing artists like you. And we as listeners always take the opportunity to listen to amazing bands.
Yeah, of course. We're just here to
And you will
support.
release the album in physical formats, in vinyl, CD?
Yeah, the vinyl will be one, and obviously all the DSPs will be another. So,
Yeah. Yes, in all streaming platforms. And who made the art of Platonic Romance?
one of our friends. Like, we try to do everything with the people that we know. Actually, everything that we do is with people that we know. 99% of it, is friends, family, people that we work with for the last 10 years, and we try to keep it that way. We operate a little differently than a lot of other people in the industry. Like, I'm not personally searching for the best. Oh, this person did it, I want to go work with him. I don't care about that. That doesn't matter to me at the end of the day.
It's like
It's about growing
friends.
with your family. It's growing with the people who are around you, because that's just what we do.
Yeah.
Amazing. 10 years. What a ride, right?
10 years of working together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And we will have your new record this in January 9 on all streaming platforms and CD vinyl. You will start the tour in earlier 2026.
Yeah. At the end of January, we're gonna start the tour.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you will come to Mexico?
Hopefully, end of 26.
Yeah,
I
as
hope.
soon as possible.
We want to make it happen. We love Mexico. We love the people. Just the one thing that's stood out to me is how welcoming everyone is. It makes you feel like you're family. And that is so important, because we've traveled all over the world. And I'll tell you the truth, I haven't, there's not many places that you go that you feel that. So we love Mexico. We love the Mexican people. And yeah, we're going to come back as often as we can.
Looking forward to see you guys here in Mexico. You have played in Mexico City, correct?
Yes, twice.
Twice in Mexico City, and as you mentioned, an amazing experience. I hope you can make it in this tour here to Guadalajara, Monterrey, other cities in Mexico.
I have a lot of friends who are from Guadalajara, so
Yes.
hopefully I want to come visit one of these days.
Oh, you have to come. You know that, right?
I will for sure.
So, looking forward not only to have you here, guys, in Guadalajara, in Mexico, but to listen Platonic Romance, the latest record from Drama, this January 9 in all streaming platforms and in physical format through our recordings. When you come to Mexico, you can bring the vinyls, right?
Yes.
Or we can have it on,
Let us in.
in
If they let us
if
in.
remember, if Border Patrol lets us in with the vinyl, hopefully.
So, guys, congratulations on the record and your story as a band. It's amazing. Love the sound, and I really, really look forward to see you here in Guadalajara.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Have a happy holidays, and thank you so much for this chat with Rutas Alternas.
Thank you.
Yes,
Thanks for
brother.
having us.
Thanks, brother.